Every federal agency has its own management challenges, but the Small Business Administration has a lot of them, and they're longstanding. And it still hasn't resolved most of them. And that's according to the Government Accountability Office. Bill Scheer is the Director of Financial Markets and Community Issues at GAO. He joins me now with more on the latest audit. Bill, good to have you on.
Oh, Tom, good morning. Thank you for inviting me.
All right, so this latest report basically says that there are lots of longstanding issues that repeated generations of management at SBA have not really gotten to the root of. So maybe just a quick survey of what GAO sees as the major challenges for the Small Business Administration.
Tom, I'll start out with human capital management. That SBA has not conducted a skills assessment or developed a workforce plan that would allow it to target its hiring and retention efforts. It doesn't have, hasn't developed a workforce plan. It hasn't developed a skills assessment to determine training goals. So human capital management is one of the big areas that's been present for over a decade. Second, I'll mention the lack of the use of evaluations on how well programs work. Among its 20 or so programs that SBA has, it doesn't incorporate evaluations on how well programs work into its strategic planning. So that's the second area I will highlight. The third area I will highlight is on procedural guidance. SBA has a large number of what are called SOPs, standard operating procedures, that gives procedural guidance for its workers, not only in headquarters, but among its 68 district offices, for resource partners like the nonprofits that provide counseling and training, and also for lenders that participate in SBA loan programs. And a large number of SOPs are out of date, need updating, need to be canceled, and it just creates a problem with staff knowing and how the different parties on how these programs are supposed to be working. Finally, I will emphasize here, there's challenges associated with the organizational structure. I mentioned SBA has 68 district offices, and many times the lines of reporting between the staff and the offices in the 68 district offices and the program offices is not clear. So many times it can lead to some poor decisions in terms of how programs are executed.
So maybe the fundamental one is the one you mentioned first, because if you don't get and retain the right people, it's pretty hard to solve all of the rest of them.
That certainly is one, Tom, that you've really picked up on, a very major issue here. SBA has had some early retirement programs to reduce its workload, but its workforce, but it has not completed an assessment for what skills are needed, and it doesn't really have developed an effective training program to really train people, and that's a lot of the feedback that we got from SBA non-management employees, that many times they don't have the tools to carry out their jobs, and beyond that creating a problem in carrying out their jobs, it can lead to certain morale issues among the workforce.
And a couple of years ago, the SBA had a pretty public issue with the fact that it was responding to whistleblowers in the wrong way, and I guess that's probably an expected outcrop of people that have low morale and can't evaluate their programs and don't have a very good idea of what their procedures ought to be.
It's consistent with that. And among the things that we saw is like certain employees kind of concerned about basically could they get into trouble if they talk to GAO about some of their concerns, which kind of suggests that it's an environment where employee feedback is not highly valued. And we know just from how we run our own agency at GAO that that employee feedback is a very important process in ensuring that things are working well.
And the title of this latest report, Leadership Attention Needed, shows a chart, and then below that there's a chart of the tenure of the administrator, the deputy administrator, the chief financial officer, chief human capital officer, and so on, CIO, chief operating officer, and general counsel. And there's a lot of turnover. So do you think the turnover causes the problems that persist, or are persistent problems causing people to not want to be there very long?
I think in terms of the positions that you just outlined, and thank you for drawing attention to our figure, is that that when you look at that, turnover among political appointees is kind of expected. But the idea is that how do you manage in an environment where that happens? And at SBA, let's say even going back to 2008, where we kind of took a very broad look at the agency, many of the things that we observed at that time were that to kind of lead through the change to try to address some of these longstanding challenges probably would require institutionalizing some type of focus on what is needed, and a focus that would probably be led through by some of the career senior executives. And that really hasn't occurred.
We're speaking with Bill Scheer. He's Director of Financial Markets and Community Issues at the GAO. So let's get to the recommendations, because there's quite a long list of them. What tops the list of what you think the agency should do now?
I'll start with a very blanket statement that we make. One of the things we have done, and we've had extensive interaction over the last few months at SBA, is that we still have over 60 recommendations from reports over the years that have not been implemented. We think that they're very important recommendations to implement. For example, some of them deal with SBA's business development program for small and disadvantaged businesses. Some of them have to do with disaster loans. Many of them have to do with contracting programs to ensure that just eligible businesses are participating in those programs. So the first thing that we emphasize is that we have over 60 open recommendations that we think really are very worthy of SBA addressing. We have 8 new recommendations in this report. Can I just briefly go through the 8 of them?
Sure.
Okay. So one is that first, to prioritize resources to conduct additional program evaluations to evaluate how well its programs, which SBA has about 20 programs, to see how well they're working. The second is to use the results of the additional evaluations in the strategic planning process. The third is to complete a workforce plan that includes key principles, such as a competency and skill gap assessment, and long-term strategies to address its skill imbalances. The fourth is to incorporate into its training plan key principles, such as goals and measures for its training programs, and input on employee development goals. Then we think that SBA is in need of documenting any evaluations it's conducted of its organizational structure. We think that SBA has to better ensure areas of authority, responsibility, and lines of reporting to make sure that they're clear and defined. Sixth is to is in the area of enterprise risk management, which is kind of looking across an agency and in, looking at the risks that the agency faces, not from a standpoint of financial risk, but in terms of carrying out its mission. And enterprise risk management is at a very elementary stage at SBA. The seventh is to come up with timeframes for periodically reviewing and updating its standard operating procedures. And finally, the eighth is to help ensure that SBA's IT operations and maintenance investments are continuing to meet business and customer needs. We recommend that there be greater emphasis on conducting operational analysis of its IT investments.
So those pretty much touch all areas of the agency. What's the reaction been? I mean, Maria Contreras-Sweet has been in there now a year or so, about a year and a half or so. Any reaction from the agency to this latest report and the drumbeat of reports that you've had?
That The title of the report, which you've pointed out, Lack of Leadership Attention, it certainly has led up to this. We've seen some positive movements, like before we completed the report, the new chief of staff met along and brought in senior SBA officials to just say, what are these 60-plus recommendations that you think should be implemented? So at least a little bit more of a management focus on that. The agency has taken some action to implement some of our recommendations, for example, in the business development program that I mentioned. So there's been a little bit of movement and attention, and we hope that it's a prolonged movement and that SBA can take actions to address these recommendations. We are encouraged that SBA agreed with our recommendations. So that's kind of like the first point, that an agency is not going to take actions if they don't agree with the recommendations. Yet one of our concerns, and we'll continue to be looking at SBA, there's a tendency for SBA to always be in agreement with our recommendations and then go on and not implement them. So we'll be keeping a close eye on them.
I hear a pretty persistent dog there in the background. Have you thought of sending him over and just nipping at their heels a little bit?
What can I say, that I live in a condominium and I apologize for the dog.
Not all right.
But the dog, you make a very good analogy, Tom. I appreciate the comment.
All right. Maybe my dog can join them and we'll both nip at the heels. Bill Scheer is the Director of Financial Markets and Community Issues at the Government Accountability Office. As always, thanks so much for joining me.
Okay, thank you very much, Tom. It's been a pleasure.